The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. David wrote that song many, many years ago. It's still number one on the chart. What I want to do now is to go to the third verse, the last part, where it says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Those paths that he leads me into goes right through his word. Book after book, chapter after chapter, verse after verse, and line upon line. These are the green pastures in which I feast. And every day he gives me fresh insight unto the words that thrill my heart and brings joy in my life. We all like going to a new restaurant. When we get there, we're excited. Well, I'd like to mention here that when the shepherd opens the gate to those new pastures, that belly high grass, the sheep are filled with excitement. And as they go through that gate into their new field, even the old sheep kick up their heels with delight. They enjoy being led into new ground. That's the way I am. When grazing through the Word of God, and I come across the passage of Scripture that I had read many times, on this particular day, I'm getting fresh insight into this verse of Scripture. And it gets me so excited. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to find that new insight into the old Word of God. The Scriptures point out that most of us are much like sheep. Our behavior patterns and our habits are so much like the sheep that it's almost embarrassing. The Scripture points out that most of us are stiff-necked and stubborn. We prefer to follow our own fancies. Isaiah said that all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And this we do deliberately, repeatedly, even after we discover that it's not beneficial to us. And I believe that it is connected with a personal pride and with a desire for self-actualization. We insist that we know what's best for us, even though we know the end results may not be pleasant. You've heard people say, I know I shouldn't do it. This is something I'm going to do if it kills me. You've heard people say that. I'm going to do it if it kills me. Why do we do things like that? Just as sheep will follow another sheep along the same trail until they become ruts, which erodes into great gullies. So we humans cling to the same habits that we have seen ruin the lives of others. We read in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But on the other hand, the good shepherd says, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. The sad part about this is most of us want that life more abundantly. But a lot of us don't want to be led in the paths of righteousness. Somehow, it just seems to go against our grain. We actually prefer to turn to our own way, even though it may take us straight into trouble. The world we live in is full of such people, broken homes, broken hearts, derelict lives, and twisted personalities. All of these remind us that they are men and women who have gone their own way. There are relatively few who forsake all to follow the Master. Jesus never made light of the cost involved in following him. In fact, he made it clear that it was a rugged life of rigid safety now. It would not be the natural or normal way that a person would ordinarily choose to live his life. This is what made the price so prohibitive to a lot of people. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.